Good afternoon. This is Sue Martin with Ag Investment Services, located here in Webster City, Iowa, with our midday futures report. Well, the USDA basically leaving the soybean numbers totally untouched. It was like maybe they just took vacation and didn't do anything. In the meantime, our crush has maintained itself and been quite good, but it's the exports that have been going out the door. I would have to say, in my own opinion, that the USDA is trying to say, well, you know what, these exports aren't going to continue, and we see the picture as we're going completely backwards in time, instead of dealing with the numbers directly as they should, that the exports are here, and this is where we're at, and our carryout has dropped this much in the meantime, so that way they can turn around and whittle our carryout back higher, or I should say push it back higher, when in essence we do get competition out of South America. But that's not what they're doing. Instead, they're just leaving the status quo and then let the South Americans become very competitive and start taking our business away and exports start to fall. Will they leave that number the same? No, they're going to raise our carry-ups. It's all phony math. This is Sue Martin with Ag Investments. Have a great day.